This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Before we begin today's message, just this word, there's only one place in the New Testament that I know of where Jesus makes a reference to current events. It's in the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, where he references two tragedies that would have been well known to the people of Jerusalem and of Israel. And that's where Jesus uses that as a stepping stone to talk about the word repentance. Let's begin the message today and all this week on Cross Hope. Years ago, I used to ride in a patrol car with my brother-in-law, Don, who was a sergeant with the Cincinnati Police Department. About once every month or two, I would ride with him for half a shift in Cincinnati. And it was an interesting, eye-opening experience, to say the least. I saw things that I would have never seen any other way, and in terms of crimes that are committed in the city, that kind of thing. But the most interesting event that happened, honestly and truly, was this. He received a call to meet a detective at a place of business near downtown Cincinnati, just outside of downtown Cincinnati, where they had a cash box at the business, and one of the employees, somebody had been stealing money out of the cash box. And it was a pivotal point because that day money was missing, but the owner told my brother-in-law and the detective on the side, he said, the reason I called you guys here today is I sprayed the contents of the cash box with fluorescein, I think was the term he used. It was a chemical that you couldn't see under normal lighting. But if you put a black light over a person's hands or whatever, you could see it plain as day. It showed up green, like luminous green. So he told my brother-in-law and the detective, I did that. And the detective said, well, I've got a black light in my car. So he went and got it. And Don, my brother-in-law, said, folks, your boss said that somebody here has been stealing money. If you want to admit it now, now would be a good time to come forward and just admit it. And we'll just deal with this quietly. Nobody moved. And then he said, well, I'm telling you, you better come forward because we have a way we're going to find out in just a couple of minutes. Nobody said a word. The detective brought in the black light, and it was just plain as day. There was a man whose hands were green. His pockets were green where he had his hands on his pockets. His chin was green because he rubbed his chin, and he was caught. There was no denying it. There was no way he could say, I didn't do it. I've been framed. It's not my fault. Whatever thing, excuse you want to make. It was perfectly evident to all, including himself. You're guilty. According to the Word of God, the eye of the Lord goes to and fro all over the earth to see what we do. And there is a truth detective out there that's far more active than that detective and that police officer. And it's the Lord God Almighty, where the Bible says we'll give an account for everything we've done in this body. We need forgiveness. And part of receiving forgiveness is a word I'm going to talk about today, I think in a powerful way, the word repentance, from the Gospel of Luke, the 13th chapter, where Jesus two times says something, and I've come to believe this, when Jesus repeat something, pay attention. If Jesus says something once, we should pay attention. But when he says it 10 seconds later, again, pay attention. And where Jesus says twice in this passage, unless you repent, you too will perish. He's talking about spiritual death. Unless you and I repent.
We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.